in Simen Tofresh Mem Tes. We're up to Sif Hei, which is quite a long Sif. It's been divided into 2 days, so let's begin. The Mechaber says, Kol Elu Shamarnu Shem Psulim Mipnei Mumim Shebiarnu. This is the Lashon HaRambam. Anything that we said was possible because of different Mumim, blemishes it's got. Ol Mipnei Gezel Ugneva, or because it was stolen. B'yom Rishon Bilvad, that is only possible on the first day. Avol b'shar yomim ha'kol kosher, on the other days, referring to days 2 and on, where there's no yontif sheni shel golius, on yontif sheni shel golius, he'll be discussing a little later. Avol b'shar yomim ha'kol kosher, on the other days, everything is kosher. Now this is the Rambam Shita. We will find later that the Ramah does not agree to this halacha entirely. But this is the nusach of the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the psulim because of mumim, that means psulei hoder, psulei chaser, all of that is kosher on all the days, as well as gezel. Now, what's with gezel? Didn't we already learn that the gazlan himself cannot use it on any of the days? So the Magen Avraham wants to say that that is only lechatchila, but b'di'evad is yotze. Whereas there's a Mati Yehuda that the Mishnah Berurah brings that argues with him and says even b'di'evad you're not yotze. Plus, according to everybody, you can't make a bracha on it any of the 7 days. So, lemaisa, we hold that gneva is aser. So what's pshat in this lashon over here, that gezel and gneva biyom tom v'rishon? This is going with the shitas, that the Rabbanan did not pasul mitzvah abo b'aveira on the other days, even though mitzvah abo b'aveira is pasul in the daraisa, in the Rabbanan, they didn't pasul it. But lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, it would seem like the Mechaber really doesn't hold like this. Says the Ramah now, V'yesh postim megozel kol zayin yomim v'hochi nohug. The Ramah certainly is being cholik on that, and pasels mitzvah bo b'aveira, avo sho'ul yotzebo. Now this halach is according to everybody. That it is that the din of shalol, the din of lekachtem lochem, that is only by yom harishon. Now we have to remember, midoraisa, the mitzvah of lekachtem lochem is only on yom harishon, only on the first day of yantif. The other days were only a mitzvah v'usmachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem in the Beis HaMikdash. After the Churban Abayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was metakin that a lulav is taken all 7 zecher l'mikdash. Since days 2 through 7 are all midrabanan, they did not give it that halacha v'lekachtem lochem, which the Torah specifically writes with regard to Yom HaRishon. Therefore, on all the other days, there's no need to own your own lulav. So stealing one would not work because of mitzvah bo b'aveira. But using one that is not yours with permission, that's going to be good on the other days, but not on the first. Umuter lito lulav shel chavero below das chavero b'shar yamin. You're allowed to take somebody else's lulav even without asking him. The nichale linish l'me'evid mitzvah b'mamone v'avakashol. Because there's a chazaka that every person would prefer you're doing mitzvahs with his possessions, and it'll have a din of shol. Now, first of all, on the first day, you couldn't do this, because this is not that you get it with a kinyan. There's no nichalei le'inish to make it yours. It's just that he allows you to use it. That is called sha'ul. Sha'ul means I borrowed it. That's only mutter on the other days. On the first day, it's only when he allowed me to make a kinyan to make it mine. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, the halach is you're not allowed to borrow someone else's svarim without their rishus. Why is a lulav different? What happened to the chazaka when it comes to a sefer? So he explains that a sefer may get torn, but a lulav won't get ruined. The poskim today say that it really depends on the metzias. Meaning, if you're dealing with svarim of the olden days, where they were leather-bound, highly expensive, there was shtetlach where there was one shas in the entire town. So there it's difficult to say, nichalei le'inish, that they'd rather everybody use it. For all you know, someone's going to tear it. Whereas nowadays, where svarim are inexpensive, they're relatively inexpensive, unless you know that the person is very, very, very makbid, that it be kept in perfect shape, and will really be afraid that you're going to ruin it, there's good reason to say that bizman hazeh, there's a nichalei linish on svarim as well. In fact, on arba minim, one can really ask the question, because if someone is makbid gomer on his lulav, because it's so delicate, or his esrik, because he's afraid the pitim will get broken, it may be that he wouldn't want somebody else to take it without his rishus. So these umdinas are really based on common understanding, and they are subject to change depending on the day and on the situation, on the person. In a case where you can ask him, the Mishnah Berurah says you certainly shouldn't rely on any chazakas. Further, v'chaser kosher b'shar yamin. Chaser, which we learn out of ulakach tem, l'kicha tama, that too, Chazal did not passel on the other days. The nitl pitmaso o uktso, dino kachaser. If the pitim or the ukitz is missing in the esrig, that's considered chaser. V'kosher miyom rishon ve'eloch. And that is kosher on all the other days, just not on the first day. So the Ramah is saying that there's no problem of nitla pitmaso any day other than the first day. Mishtabura says that there are days that the psul there is a psul hodr. Now psul hodr, even though the Rambam said that that's not possible on the other days, we will soon see that the Ramah holds that it is a problem. So the Mishtabura comes out that if there is no if there's no other esrig, other one that was nitla pitmaso, so there you could be makel on the other days. With regard to actually making a bracha on it, that there's a machlokas. Says the Mishnah Brura, there are different days in what's called nitna pitmaso, how much of the pitam has to be missing. If it's something that there's a machlokas in, he says that you can even take it with a bracha. Further, miu im nikvuach borim lo yitlenu afshari yamim mishum mius. If a mouse ate up some of it, that is ma'us, and you don't take it on any of the days. Mius is something that passes all seven. Ad sheyaser nikurach borim. Until you actually cut away what the mice ate, so that their teeth marks are gone. Now the Mishtabura speaks out that we will later learn that when it comes to other psulim, the Ramah holds that cutting off the area that is pasul is not going to be machshir the esrig. This machlokas we'll see soon. So he asked, why with the netilas akbarim don't we say the same thing with the achilas akbarim? That why does it help that you go cut it off afterwards when the achbara made from it? It was pasul. You can't be machshir an esrig by cutting it. The Mishnah Brura says because this isn't a real psul. It's not right to take when it's nikur that achbara made from it. But as soon as you get rid of that, then it really becomes kosher again.